Hello, my name is Steve Sasse. I'm regional director for Data Center Hawk Latin America. I'm here today to talk about Querétaro and the amazing growth that's going on in that market. Querétaro, as everybody knows, has seen tremendous growth the last few years. Overall, the market has close to 95 megawatts of commissioned power. But the growth potential for that market today, the planned power that's required for that market today is about 700 megawatts. So we're seeing some tremendous opportunities in that market. And today here at Data Center Hawk, we thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk to some of the people that are involved in that market and the construction of some of these data centers. So with us today, we have Ed Pastor, who's the president of DCCM, which stands for Data Center Consultants of Mexico. Ed has firsthand knowledge of what's going on in the market, and I'm going to let Ed introduce himself and give some of his background.
Okay. First of all, Steve, thank you very much for allowing me on your show. I'm a big fan. It's been a whirlwind here in Querétaro. I started out construction back in 1981. We started high-rise building reconstruction with my family. Local law 10 of 80 was a big law. College kid got hit by a brick and they had to fix up all the high-rise buildings for lack of a longer story. And worked on a Woolworth building, Chrysler building, Carnegie Hall, a lot of nice big structures, famous structures, historical structures, because they were old. From there, I moved to Miami in 2012, sold my business and tried to retire, but started losing my mind. And started building high-rise buildings as a consultant, SLS, the Paraíso structures, Panorama, which is the largest building from Miami to New York City. Moved to Querétaro, worked on three data centers that were pretty big, and consulted to push to get them done, commissioning and all the other fun stuff. And I just was amazed that it just kept going. It's just another client would call and say, we want to build in Querétaro. We want to build in Querétaro. And the shift from Monterrey and Ciudad de Mexico to Querétaro was huge. And I'm going to tell you right now, it overwhelmed these people. They didn't know what was happening next. And like I was trying to describe to you earlier, that farmer who was plowing the fields for years, the next day he was Judd Clampett. He was a millionaire and having a blast. So the growth has been amazing here, and I'm very happy, and I'm fortunate to be a part of it at this stage of my life.
Great. Well, thanks, Ed. That's a very good background, and it's great to get this knowledge from somebody that's down there on the ground dealing with this tremendous growth, right? So you kind of just touched on my first question that I wanted to ask you is, what do you see Querétaro as an attractive market for data centers versus Mexico City? You know, why are people coming to Querétaro to build their data centers and not 120 miles south in Mexico City?
Yeah. If you ever drove in Mexico City, that's the number one reason. You just can't get around. And to get equipment, materials, and logistics to and from Mexico City is a nightmare. The labor force of Mexico City is second to none. It's the equivalent of New York City in America. They're amazing people. They work very hard. The earthquakes, they get whacked here. They're tough. The San Andreas Fault runs right through the center of Mexico City. Mexico City is actually 7,000 feet in the air on a lake, an old lake bed. So it really takes a beating. So Querétaro is an extremely safe city, 3 hours away from Mexico City, not that far. Three hours on a bus that's extremely comfortable. You don't even need to drive your car. It's so safe here. There are absolutely, you could walk the streets at night. You'll never have a problem. The police don't bother you. No one bothers you. It's just a beautiful place to work and live. The land is abundant. It's a lot cheaper than Mexico City. Mexico City, they'll get you there. They will get you hard there. Querétaro is getting more expensive. We'll talk about some other areas if you want later in the show that I feel are up and coming. But Querétaro is not saturated yet. It's on its way. I looked at two other potential data center sites last week, and they just keep coming. They're keeping their word on power. They say they're going to provide the power, and they're providing it. So the government is really working hard to accommodate this new growth.
Okay.
That's good to know. I mean, we get a lot of I talked to all the providers, and so far everybody said that, you know, it's not easy to get the power, but they do. They eventually they're able to get the power. So that's good news to hear that coming from you. Can you tell us about any specific projects you're working on?
I can tell you that the power that on two sites this week we received as promised. I think they're starting to solve the power issues. There are four major, I want to say, power plants. You have Presas Imapan, you have Colón. There's a couple other ones that are pretty big, too. But they're going to have to improve not only on the expansion of their power plant facility, but their high tension lines are antiquated. So now they're coming up with a new power line system, which has a greater density, so the transmission loss is not as great. And that's being a big help right now.
I guess I have one final question for you, and I wanted to get your opinion. I mean, obviously, the Querétaro data center market has grown tremendously the last few years. I mean, I usually, when I tell people about Querétaro that don't know about Querétaro, I kind of compare it to Ashburn, Virginia, right? Ashburn, Virginia was farmland. There was nothing there. I had a job in Ashburn, and I lived in downtown DC, and people saying, oh, you're commuting all the way out there. There's nothing in Ashburn. So I see this growth coming in Querétaro. And so I wanted to get your opinion. What do you see Querétaro in the data center market in the next 5 to 10 years?
It's definitely going to keep growing. If the people do not get greedy with the sale of the land and the government maintains the need for power, there's a demand for power, they could go solar. They could go cogen. They need to start being a little more creative with alternative energy, which works fine. I mean, the sun is brilliant here, and it's a desert, basically. So if they could combine those items, I think they're going to really excel. The new nominee for Moreno, which is in the presidential race, is Claudia Sheinbaum. She's a big energy scientist, and she's going to be pushing for this. And people are banking that not only, you know, Mexico's going to have its first female president, who's going to be, energy efficient, yeah, to say the least. So there's some big changes. Big, exciting things are happening in Mexico. If I can only get a couple crews from New York City and Oregon down here, I could probably take over the world.
So when you're speaking to some of your customers, are they looking to expand anywhere else outside of Querétaro?
They ask. I had a, last month, I had a Bitcoin gentleman, and he asked for, you ready for this? 500 megawatts.
Wow.
Yes, sir. He was here. I want 500 megawatts. A Russian gentleman. I hope he doesn't hear me. Probably put a hit out on me. But he said, I want 500 megawatts, and I want it tomorrow. So I said, you're not getting 500 megawatts here. But, and I'm going out on a limb here because I like to be proactive, and I like to take shots. I like to gamble in business. I'm going with the isthmus. The isthmus, the intercontinent. It's the waste of Mexico. It's the area that stretches, the thinnest area of Mexico that stretches from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific. It commences in Veracruz and it ends in Salina Cruz. And right now they are making plans to not only power that, but they're going to build a larger rail system. So that is going to create an amazing opportunity, not only for power and data centers and industry, but the transportation and the logistics. Because if you look at a map, that waste is right above the Panama Canal. If I had a pile of money, if I was a Bill Gates, I'd buy that whole stretch. I firmly believe that is going to be the future. So maybe one day, 10 years from now, me and you'll be sitting down having a tequila and we'll talk about it. But I'm banking on the ISP.
I agree. I mean, there's some talk about some cable systems landing there and the interconnectivity being built out. I do think there's a large infrastructure play that needs to happen there with the power, because the power infrastructure there is nowhere near as good as I think Querétaro, but you know, that, I think that could be a potential growth market for Mexico in the future, right? All right, and then one final question for you. You have an important meeting this Friday. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
We are putting together, this has been a year in the making. We're meeting with Governor Cudi and the Director of Economic Affairs and the Department of Energy, which has just been created in Querétaro. See, Querétaro, the state of Querétaro, is trying to get away from SENACE. SENACE is in Ciudad de Mexico. And SENACE makes all the decisions whether you get power or not, bottom line. Querétaro say, look, we don't want to deal with this anymore. We want our own state agency. We want to decide who and when we give power to, and we want to move. We don't want to wait for you to give us permission to give a client power. So we're meeting with them, and I say the presentation, if you want to have another show and discuss that, it combines solar with cogen, and it's going to have a data center, and it's also going to have industry, and it's also going to have a large industrial park with an educational center. So it's kind of going to be like a city. When you look at it, I guarantee you're going to give me a call. It's pretty impressive. It took us a whole year to put it together. We have real drawings from an architect, and we have the land plotted out in Querétaro. I'm going to say it's 220 hectares. So, you know, we're talking about 400, 500 acres, talking about a lot of land. And it's right near Arkansas University.
Yep.
What is Arkansas University doing here? I still can't figure that out.
It's a good question, but for another webcast.
For another show.
So do you think that the governor has the power to make those kind of decisions on a state level and not let the federal government make those decisions?
I'm going to say, from a political standpoint, the way the situation and the climate is here with Morena and PAN, that he is going to be granted what he wants so he doesn't buck the horse during this upcoming election.
Okay.
Just like in the States, there's give and takes.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be a big give and take right there. Because it makes no sense at all to slow up the progress that's going on here.
I agree. I mean, I can tell you, I'm attending a conference here in Austin, Texas, and the number one issue that everybody's talking about is power, right? And it's no longer connectivity, it's no longer how quickly can you build, it's how much power can you give me?
Power and fiber. I mean, find the land next to an airport, you got the fiber. Start begging for the power. I mean, that's the best you could do. And you know, build bigger. Take your time and build something bigger. So you wait and you wait and you wait. You're not waiting. Your power comes already down to construction. Because you're not going to build that fast. You'd like to think you're going to, but not going to build that fast. Supply chain issues and all the other good things that are happening.
Okay.
Well, Ed, it's been a pleasure. I really hope that you know, our membership has and our viewers enjoy this blog about Querétaro and some of the challenges and of building in Querétaro. But as always, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to you know, speaking to you in the future and see what, you know, what projects you'll be working on.
Thank you, Ed.
Have a great day.